Carla Reeser is the Executive Director of the Peace River and Area Monitoring Program. She joins us on the line today. Carla, thank you very much for joining us. The evolution and the growth of PRAMP, it's been around, I'm thinking, for a while. What were the origins of PRAMP?
PRAMP is coming up to its 10-year anniversary next year, and so it was back almost 10 years ago where there were concerns in the community and in the region about odors and emissions from the heavy oil operations. And one of the features at that time, and one of the things that continues today, is that community members who were concerned were very committed to working collaboratively with industry and with the government to be able to look at possible causes and solutions for the concerns they had with odors. So that's how PRAMP started. And there was also a proceeding by the Alberta Energy Regulator that resulted in some regulatory changes. And PRAMP formalized after that proceeding by the regulator. So we became a not-for-profit society in 2016 and have carried on with the monitoring today, up to today.
What are some of the key milestones in that 10 years that have shaped development of the organization?
Well, after PRAMP became a formal airshed in 2015, we joined the Alberta Airsheds Council. So PRAMP became one of 10 airsheds across the province. And we worked collaboratively with the other airsheds, and we also launched an education and outreach program in that time. And we purchased and now operate an air quality health index monitoring station. So those steps have all, you know, brought us to where we are today, where we have a network of five air monitoring stations and a very robust education and outreach program. And we continue to work collaboratively with our multi-stakeholder board of directors, with industry, with government representatives from the province and local municipalities, Indigenous communities, and community members. So that's all those steps have really helped to shape who PRAMP is and how we operate today.